school jackets, and promotional products. We will be in our new location by August the 1st. Purchase shoes, school jackets, promotional products, and rent tuxedos, all at our old new home, 408 East Carsh in Farmington.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
My name is Regina Hastings. I am the mom of Parker Hastings, starting kicker for the Farmington Knights. I have been using the Soap Lady products for several years. The Soap Lady products are like kicking the extra point for the win.
My name is Julie Krupe. I am the wife of head coach Eric Krupe of the Farmington High School football team, and I love saving money with the Soap Lady.
Score a big savings touchdown with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find all of our products on Facebook.
Back here on Regional Radio, Sean Malone alongside Andy Humphrey with Chucky Lambert back in the studio. We are about a minute away from the match between the Herculaneum Blackcats and the Festus Tigers underway in the second semifinal game this evening of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. Let's run through the starters for both teams. Starting first with the Festus Tigers, Chloe Martin, Madeline Wenzelberger, Claire Werner, Emily Werner, Lily Brickhouse, and Bria Garman. And for the Herculaneum Blackcats, Danny Vaughn is the starter alongside Claire Shadowins, Emily Fisher, Rianne Fuller, Lauren Partney, Tori Gonzalez, and the libero is Ashley Lodike. No libero for the Festus Tigers in the starting lineup. We're going through their starters right now. And Andy, we saw in the first match between the St. Genevieve Dragons and the Central Rebels that St. Gen, they were able to get out to a strong, fast start, and that was the big difference for them. It's really set the pace moving forward, and I imagine we're going to see both teams come out and try and get the same thing going in this one.
Yeah, and St. Gen, the way that they got out so far in front in that first set, it really did make it a wash in that first set, the way that they had controlled that one and really put Central with their backs against the wall early. And even when Central made a run early in the second set, it just wasn't enough for them to sustain. And, you know, that first set victory was just so key for St. Gen for them to play a little bit more loose. Central, on the other hand, had to play a little bit more with a mindset in the back of their heads, knowing that if they didn't win this set that they were going to have to be going home. And that allowed St. Gen to loosen things up a little bit and just play their game, as Jessica Hess, the head coach, said to us earlier. And the way that they can get in their comfort level, that'll be key for them. And we'll see if these two teams, Festus and Herky, can get in their comfort levels early.
Actually, there's a libero on the starting lineup for the Festus volleyball team. Grace Lassing will be the libero for them. And she'll be rotating in and out throughout the match, as both teams have their players introduced now, and we're moments away from getting started here. We're broadcasting from Park Hills Central, and we'll take a second to thank a couple of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, Community In-Home Service in St. Genevieve, and Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale, and Fleeks Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington, as well as New Ever Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, and Fredericktown. Just waiting for the officials to get set. Whistle blown. Players are going to cross midcourt and shake each other's hand in pregame. The winner of this one moves on to the Class 3 District 2 Championship game, where they will be taking on the St. Genevieve Dragons following their 2-0 victory over the Central Rebels. Both teams huddled up now. It's going to be the Festus Tigers on the court to our right, while the Central Rebels will be defending the court to our left. Festus breaks, and now does Central. Libero will check in for the Festus Tigers to get things started, and out comes Lily Brickhouse. And now in comes for the libero for the Central Rebels. That's Ashley Lodike that's in, and out comes Rianne Fuller. It'll be the Central Rebels serving first, and back for them on the serve is Lauren Partney. Partney with a high toss. The serve is low, and that one barely getting a piece of it before it hits the ground. Doesn't matter anyway. That's going to go down as a point. And a good start for the Central Rebels. One swing, 1 point.
Yeah, good ace by Lauren Partney and, you know, her setter, and that'll be a big one for Herky.
Quick 1-0 start. Another one over the net. Return from the back row, and now a spike coming from the near side. Gets tipped into the air, but back and out of play. Tori Gonzalez trying to hit that one upward, but couldn't get it forward to her teammates, unfortunately for her and the Rebel faithful, and quickly were tied up 1-0. Madeline Wentzelberger will serve for the Festus Tigers. Her serve is not a jump serve, off the ground, and it's into the air, straight down the middle. That one is recovered, though, by the Festus Tigers. Sent back, and that one is off Tori Gonzalez once again and out of play. A 2-1 lead for the Festus Tigers, their first of the evening.
Festus is a very good defensive team. They average more than 25 digs per set. And if you don't get it past them early, then they can really kill you on when once they set up their offense.
Dugout set, far side, spike, and that one is kept alive in the back row by Chloe Martin. It's going to be sent back over to the Rebels on a bump. It gets blocked, but it's going to be a point. They're going to say the Rebels went over the net, point Festus.
And that was really set up by the dig by Chloe Martin. She went as low as she could possibly get to dig that out in the back line. Really nice job.
And that was not an easy dig either. That thing was coming in hot. Serve into the back row, set near side, spike, and it's going to be kept alive by Emily Werner. Now set back to the far side of the Central Rebels. They're going to set up a play here. Down the middle, it gets tipped on the far side, recovered and punched into the air, but it goes into the net, and that's going to be down for a point for the Central Rebels. Stopping this run at 3 in a row. Score is 3-2. Festus still on top.
Yeah, Festus couldn't communicate well on that one. And Herculaneum trying to get another ace. There it is.
Yeah, and there's another ace. Two of the 3 points for the Central Rebels, for the Herculaneum Black Cats so far, coming via the ace. That time it's Danny Vaughn with the serve and the point for the Rebels. She's going to get another one here. 3-3. In the second semifinal match of Class 3 District 2, we're in the opening set. Dug out, set, and this one is sent in out of play. No one on the front line touched it for the Central Rebels, the Herculaneum Black Cats, and it's a point their way.
Well, and that time, you know, Festus is a very good hitting team. They hit at a pretty good percentage as a team. You know, 2278 is their hitting percentage on the season. They have a lot of different players that can beat you, but that time they just, you know, didn't keep their eye on it.
Vaughn to serve for Herculaneum. It's going to be dug out. Set by Emily Werner. Spike, and that one is in there for a point. Festus will break the run at 3 in a row. So a 3-1 lead for the Festus Tigers, followed by 3 points in a row from the Herculaneum Black Cats. And now we're tied up at 4-4. Festus to serve once again. And this one is low. It gets over the net. Recovered by the libero, Lodike, and sent back over through the block and down for a point. Herculaneum back on top, 5-4.
Powerful shot from Danny Vaughn, the senior, and got that one off the block. They have a lot of outside hitters that can do damage.
Lodike, the libero with the low but hard serve, gets over the net, set, spike into the net. Emily Werner was set up there on the near side. Not able to get it over, however. It'll be a point Herculaneum. They're on top, 6-4. Lodike with another serve here. This time too low. It's in the net. And point and ball go back in favor of Festus. They're down by 1-6-5.
Yeah, Festus trying to get momentum. That was a couple of misses there early on from Emily Werner. And they just have to make sure that their hitters are on their game.
On the far side, a return shot from Herculaneum gets blocked back and punched back up in the air. They're going to reset here. Roll shot from the back row just out of play. Tough decision by Grace Lassing, the libero of the Festus Tigers. That one was very close to being in, but a good decision nonetheless. They get a point. We're tied up at 6-6. The serve is dug out by Lodike and sent back, and that one's down for a point. Herculaneum regains the lead once again, up by one.
Rayanne Fuller, really good hit up the middle, and she will be key for Herculaneum as they try and do it on all sides of the net.
Snowden's to serve for Herculaneum. The set from Todd. That one is out of play. Coming down the middle was Emily Werner. And with the miss hit, it's a two-point lead for Herculaneum.
I think that's three straight miss hits from Emily Werner as she tries to get going. She'll be a big part of their offense, and if they don't have her on her game, it might be tough for Festus.
Serve out of play. Point goes towards Festus. They find themselves down one once again. Substitution checking in is Madeline Wenzelberger. And out is Sydney Nolik. The serve from the libero Lassing goes into the back row. The Herculaneum libero digs it out. Roll shot from the back row is out of play. Missing on the near side, Claire Shadowins. Not able to keep that one in play. A couple back row shots we've seen go out of play now from Herculaneum. Last thing with the serve, it's a low one. Set, another set now on the far side. That's a spike that's going to be recovered by Festus. On the near side, they're going to bump it over into the back row. Lodike, set, straight down the middle and down 4 points. Rianne Fuller of Herculaneum sending that one to the court.
That'll be tough for Festus if Fuller gets on momentum here as she starts to really feel it in that middle portion.
Emily Schultz out. Server is Tori Gonzalez who's in. The set. And on the far side, that one's going to be blocked. It's in for a point. That's Emily Werner once again. This time she was going to get it over, but it was blocked beforehand. 10-8 lead for the Herculaneum Black Cats. Gonzalez to serve. Little spin on it. It gets in on the elbows of Lassing. Festus able to recover and bump it back over, though. A set. Now on the far side, that spike is recovered by Festus. On the near side, their spike gets blocked back. Rianne Fuller once again. 11-8 the lead.
She's been on two straight hits and then two straight blocks, and she is really starting to feel it.
Making her presence known to the Festus Tigers. Herculaneum with a three-point lead. The serve goes into the back row. Lassing recovers it. And now a roll shot from the back row. Festus too far and out of play. And a timeout taken by Karen Beely of Festus Volleyball. Herculaneum on a run. They're on top 12-8.
And this is tough for Festus. Not really a team that always plays from behind. They're usually getting out in front of teams early. And they're a good defensive team. They just have to make sure that they get their blocks on the outside. But they have to make sure that they keep an eye on Rianne Fuller in the middle as well. So a lot of things to worry about. And the fact that they're down at the moment is just because they aren't getting their hits and their spikes on the outside.
We'd like to thank a few of our sponsors, including Home Pools and Spas in Ledington and Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Gonzalez with the serve. And that one is just too far by about a foot out of play. A gift goes to Festus following the timeout. Claire Werner checks in, out checks Caitlin Todd. The serve is over. The libero, Lodike, gets it. And straight through the middle from Herculaneum to Festus. It gets recovered and sent straight back from the back row. A set from Bartney, sent back over, and that one is down off of a Festus Tiger for a point.
Good job by Bartney, recognizing the empty space in the middle of the floor. And that's what a good setter does, recognizing early so that she can try and get an easy point for her team, and that's what she does.
Alexis Lodike back to serve for Herculaneum. A spinning serve that drops a little bit, recovered by the Festus Tigers. That one is sent through the middle and down for a point into the court cleanly. So out comes Lodike, and in comes Rianne Fuller. And then Fuller will be out for the libero. Speaking of which, Lodike, the libero, that checks back in. That's Ashley Lodike, gets the serve. And contact with the nets, it's going to be a point for the Festus Tigers.
Yeah, Festus trying to take advantage of those Herculaneum mistakes to try and climb back into this set.
They're down two, 13-11. The serve is a floater into the back row. Spike, block, out of play off of Festus.
Danny Bond, another powerful shot. I think that's the second time she's gotten a shot off the block there.
And now it's Lauren Partney, the setter, back to serve. Bit of a jump serve from her into the back row. Lassing digs it out on the far side. Spike blocked. Kept alive by Festus, however, and now Lassing's going to just bump it over to the far side. Snowden's with it. Set to the far side. That one is down off of Lassing. Out of play. Point Herculaneum.
Well, again, that outside with Danny Vaughn, and then you also have to worry about the middle for Herculaneum. Things just aren't going the way Festus planned in this first set.
15-11, Black Cats on top. The serve from the Black Cats, that's Lauren Partney. Festus sends it back with a spike, but it's dug out by Gonzalez in the back row. A spike coming from Herculaneum, dug out, and that one goes into the net, and it'll be a point for the Herculaneum Black Cats. Dug out in the back row, went pretty high. It was one of those 50-50. Is it going to go over? Is it going to be short? Well, it was short.
Well, I'll break down the communication for Festus.
Partney with the serve. The set from Emily Werner. Spike off of Herculaneum and well out of play for a point in favor of the Festus Tigers. They're keeping it close here, but they need to go on a bit of a run if they really want to come back in this one, Andy. They're running out of points to spare.
They are, and they try and make substitutions to make sure they get their big hitters on the front line there.
The serve gets returned on a roll shot from just out of bounds and a little bit deep. Gets bumped back over to Herculaneum, where they'll set up a play here to the far side. A bit of a roll shot as that one wasn't hit cleanly. And it's going to be sent back by Festus on a spike. Set over by the setter. Bit of a surprise play there. Catches Festus off guard. It goes into the net. Contact with the net is made by Jessica Heaven-Street. And that'll be a point for Herculaneum. 17-12, Black Cats on top. The serve just gets over the net, dug out by Lassing. The spike on the far side gets dug out by the Black Cats and sent back over on a roll shot. On the near side, the spike tipped at the front end, too far away for anyone to reach on the back row. And Festus staying alive, keeping it close. They get another point, 17-13. They still trail, however.
Yeah, they can't afford to trade points at this portion of the game when it gets late in the first set.
Caitlin Todd into serve. Her serve goes on the far side, about intermediate distance. A spike from Herculaneum hits off the net, goes into the back row of Festus, where they're able to tip it over and catch Herculaneum off guard.
Back-to-back kills from Bria Garman on the right side for Festus, trying to claw her team back into the game. And it looks like the Tigers were there for the block that last time. If they can get that part of their game going, they're a very good blocking team. They just have to make sure that they seal up there, the protection there on that net.
A low serve. Partney able to keep it alive. Sent back into Festus' side. Now it's going to be set back over to Herculaneum. They're setting up a play on the near side. That one goes through the blocks. Festus keeping it alive on the near side. It's going to be set back over. That's Emily Werner setting it on the far side. Herculaneum with a spike, and that one gets off the nets and through for a point. Just dropped into no man's land right in the middle of the six Festus Tigers on the court. Back to serve is Ashley Lodyke, the libero. Served into the back row, a set on the far side. Tip floater gets dug out by Herculaneum, keeping it alive and blocked out of bounds off of Festus last. It'll be a Herculaneum point. A spike coming on the near side from Lauren Partney. It was strong enough where it went off of Festus and out of play, and a timeout taken by Karen Beely.
Well, give all the credit in the world to Herculaneum. They have stormed out to a lead in this first set and making the higher-seeded Festus Tigers really work for their points. And now they've had to spend both of their timeouts in this first set, have the Tigers. And Herculaneum really just switching it up, going to either side. And so far, their communication on their passing has been pretty on point.
And how about the energy that we've seen from Herculaneum as well so far? They're definitely the more talkative team, the louder team, and they've been reflecting that in their play as well. The more energetic team, too. 19-14, they're on top. Ashley Lodyke, the libero, continues to serve. Bit of a spin laterally on the serve this time. On the far side, through the blocks, and down for a point in favor of the Festus Tigers. So both timeouts have resulted in the Tigers getting the ball back immediately following. The first time was just a straight serve out of play from the Black Cats. This time they earned that point. Left-handed spike on the near side from Herculaneum to Festus. Festus able to recover it. It gets tipped around. A diving dig and spike straight back down. That's Emily Werner getting the point for the Festus Tigers.
Good work on that one. Right as she saw her initial shot get sent back to her side, she quickly jumps on it and spikes it down.
Herculaneum just placing a hand on the court to keep it alive. Unfortunately for them, it went right back to Festus. This time, though, they get a point as the spike goes straight down the middle. I believe Emily Schultz was in on that one for the Black Cats. 20-16 the score, a four-point lead for Herculaneum. A serve with some drop to it. Festus able to recover and send it back over. Gets tipped, but blocked straight back down. Emily Werner with the points using her height.
She has 127 blocks this season, averaging just over 1.5 per set. And she gets her first one of this first set.
Grace Lassing back to serve for Festus. Down three. On the far side, Herculaneum with the return. It gets blocked back to them. Gets tipped around and bumped back over into the back row of the Festus Tigers. Todd with the set, and it goes out of bounds off of Herculaneum. And it'll be a Festus point. The timeout taken by Herculaneum head coach Audrey Maida. Their lead has dwindled to now only two.
Yeah, good timeout. You want to make sure that this one doesn't get away if you're Herculaneum, you know, with the lead that you got out to against Festus. And I don't think you have the momentum losing your side, though. I just think it's a good chance to let the girls rest and make sure that they focus on the task at hand before Festus starts to wake up at the later stages of this first half.
First set here between the Black Cats and the Tigers. It's a best of three. Right now, Herculaneum trying to be the best in the first set. They're on top 20-18. However, Festus is serving. A low knuckleball serve gets dug out from the back row. Spike down 4 points. Great recovery there by Ashley Lodike to get that play started for Herculaneum. That ball just knuckling towards her. That one can be a tough one to try and read.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, a really nice job once again by Fuller, who now checks back in, who has been a big part of the first set for the Herculaneum Blackcaps.
Tori Gonzalez with a serve that had some spin to it as well, causing it to drop. It gets returned by Festus, however, and a roll shot coming from the back row of Herculaneum, dug out by Festus. A floater down the middle from Emily Werner, dug out by Herculaneum, sent back on a spike and down for a point on the far side.
You also get Danny Vaughn involved on that outside. Herculaneum can be pretty tough to beat.
Danny Vaughn with the nice kill there. 22-18, lead back up to four. Another serve with a spin, not as much this time, however. Gets returned, but blocked and out of play. Nice block there for Rianne Fuller, but not nice enough to keep it in play.
Yeah, solo block too, and she has to feel good about that. She's had a pretty powerful first set.
Gonzalez with the dig, set, tip. And it's going to be kept alive by Festus. Back and forth play on the far side gets blocked. And it's going to be a point. Four touches for Festus, they say.
Yeah, she hit it straight into the net. And it looked like both blockers on that left side for Herculaneum were there for the block anyway. But just into the net there, and they weren't able to get it over.
Alexis Lodike in to serve for Herculaneum. Alexis's serve has some spin onto it. Decent amount of height as well, so it's returned by Festus and out of play on the back line. Set point. 24-19 the score. Herculaneum looking to close out set number one here. Lodike to serve once again. It's the junior Alexis. In the back row, Werner, spike, and that one is dug out but sent back to the Festus side. Emily Werner with the set once again on the far side, dug out and sent back to Festus two times in a row now. On the near side, the spike gets tipped up by the blockers. A set to the far side. Vaughn, roll shot, that one gets dug out. Now on the far side, Festus with the return off the net, four touches, points and set go in favor of Herculaneum. They take the first one 25-19.
Well, really nice job by the Black Cats and putting Festus on their heels early. That has to feel good for Herculaneum as they try to get an upset victory.
Certainly does indeed. We'll switch sides, and when we return, it's a 1-0 lead in terms of sets for Herculaneum over Festus. Festus looking to respond after this on regional radio.
Have you stopped by Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills lately? Well, if not, you really should. Hi, this is Mark Toady, and I'll be honest with you. A lot of the furniture in my house comes from Patsy's Furniture. I have an awesome recliner and a sofa that I am in love with. I also have brand new bedroom furniture that is totally amazing. I go to Patsy's Furniture for a lot of different reasons, though. One is the selection, and trust me, there's a lot of that to choose from. And it's quality furniture, too, with brand names that you know and trust. And then there's Jamie and Chris, the owners. You talk about people you can trust and work with, that's them in a nutshell. They'll treat you right and work with you to get you what you need at a price that will keep you smiling. Heck, their great customer service works all the way down to their delivery guys, who are really cool. Hey, I wouldn't tell you to go shop at a place if I didn't totally trust the people there and believe in what they're doing. At Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, they do things the right way. That's why it's really easy for me to say, you'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Both teams break their huddle, and Andy, I'll turn to you here. It's a 1-0 lead for Herculaneum over Festus in the Class 3 District 2 semifinal match. What adjustments does Festus need to make here if they want to stay alive for at least one more set?
They have to get their outside hitters involved. They have to really shore up their communication. It just seemed like out in that first set that Herculaneum was having the most fun out there and having the loosest attitude. I would say that Festus was playing uptight, and once they got down early, they just didn't know how to relax and find their strengths once again. So I think when they get to their outside hitters and try and get them going, their defense will take them the rest of the way, but it's going to be a tough battle because Herculaneum is riding a really big high now.
Yeah, you mentioned the fun, and Herculaneum, from even before that match, the match started, they certainly were the more fun team. And you can even see here, they're a lot more energetic from their bench all the way to their starting six. Festus to serve first. It gets returned by Herculaneum, and there we go, right away. And no, it's going to be a point for Festus. In fact, contact with the net. Making contact was Emily Fisher of Herculaneum.
Yeah, just a little too long of a swing there from Fisher.
And they had the point, though, otherwise. Dug out on the back row by Gonzalez. Herculaneum keeps it alive, however, as it's blocked right back into them. Bumped over to Festus's side and blocked back too far out of play. A 2-0 start for Festus here. Still seeing more energy from the Herculaneum side. We'll see if this run can continue and if things change. Bumped back over by Herculaneum. Set, far side, spike is dug out, but that's going to be about 2-3 rows deep into the stands on the far side. And it's a 3-0 lead for the Festus Tigers.
Bria Garman really got going in that first set and starts the second set off nicely with that kill.
Bit of lateral spin on that serve, a set from Partney, a spike goes through the box, and for a point, Danny Vaughn stepping up for the Herculaneum Black Cats to be the stopper and end the run at 3-0. It's now a 3-1 lead for Festus. Herculaneum to serve. The serve has a bit of forward spin on it from Partney. Go through the blocks, and the libero, Ashley Lodike, after the tip, can't make the adjustment to keep it alive. It goes out of bounds off of her last.
Yeah, I'd go to Bria Garman as often as I can if I'm Festus, because she is really feeling it on that left side.
4-1 the lead for Festus. They're serving once again. Recovered in the back row by Gonzalez. Partney to the near side, a left-handed swing from Shadowins. Recovered by Festus. A roll shot from the back row to keep it alive and send it towards Herculaneum. Tipped and kept alive by Festus once again. A set over and down. Nice play there by Emily Werner to catch the Herculaneum volleyball team asleep there. Just dropped it into no man's land right in the middle of the six of them. 5-1 is the lead. A left-handed swing from Shadowins. Festus keeps it alive. That one is bumped after the spike. Sent back tipped around and unable to be kept alive and over by Herculaneum. Point for Festus.
Yeah, heads up play from Claire Werner there, and she notices that the ball was coming towards her on her side and very opportunistic on that spike, and a timeout all of a sudden by Herculaneum, and it seems that things have shifted just a little bit.
We'll take a second to thank a few of our sponsors, including Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy and Hood's Discount Home Center in Farmington. Sean Malone alongside Andy Humphrey with Chucky Lambert back in the studio. Make sure you stay tuned after this game. The winner of this semifinal match will have a fate with the St. Genevieve Dragons, who are coming off a 2-0 victory over the Central Rebels. That'll be the championship game for Class 3 District 2. Festus to serve once again. Sydney Nalek doing the duties, and this one is into the back row. Lodike with the dig on the far side. That one is spiked and kept alive. It goes off the scoreboard, and because of that, it threw everyone on Festus off and just dropped amongst the middle of them.
Yeah, it is still part of the field of play, so you have to play it, even though it comes off the scoreboard there. So maybe a bit unlucky for Festus, but it is a point for Herculaneum.
Garmin with the dig on the near side. Spike is out of play, says the official. And that'll be two in a row, courtesy of some errors from from Festus. The points going in favor of Herculaneum. The serve from Vaughn gets returned on a floater into the back row. Ashley Lodike gets it. The set and a roll shot just a bit too far. It looks like Lauren Partney didn't want that to be a roll shot, but the set wasn't perfect for her. 7-3 now the lead for the Festus Tigers. They're serving here once again. It's Caitlin Todd doing the duties. Bumped over by Shadowins. A set to the far side, Emily Werner. And that one goes off of Ashley Lodike and into the stands for another point for the Festus Tigers. We're not seeing still quite the energy in terms of fun and talking that we saw from Herculaneum in the first set from Festus, but it's almost like that Michael Jordan intensity where it's just that quiet killer attitude.
Yeah, that just seemed to be all business at the moment.
All business indeed. The serve from Festus is returned. They're setting up a play on the far side to Werner, and it goes off of Lodike and out of play. Another point for the Festus Tigers. Lodike, the libero, unable to keep the ball in front of her when she digs it out. It's going backwards off of her.
Yeah, and a couple good hits that she's had to handle from Emily Werner as she tries to get going on that outside.
This time a good dig from Lodike, keeping it alive for her team. A left-handed spike is dug out by Martin. Sent back, and that one is down for a point on the far side. Once again, Emily Werner has been the go-to girl in the attack for the Festus Tigers volleyball team.
Yeah, three straight kills, and she's so versatile. She's one of the setters on the team, has quite a few assists, but also goes to the outside and gets her team some kills as well. It really is nice to have a player like that.
10-3 lead for the Tigers. Caitlin Todd doing the serving duties for them, and it's set back over. Bumped around, kept alive, and off the net. Nice recovery by Festus at first, but Caitlin Todd unable to get the last bump they needed to get it over. And that's similar to what we saw with the surprise set into no man's land from Festus to Herculaneum for a point prior. This time it favors Herculaneum. Block, and that one is down on the side of the Herculaneum Blackcats. Point in favor of Festus. 11-4 goes their lead. Bria Harmon with the spike there. She'll now do the serving duties. Spin off the serve. Kept alive by Herculaneum as that one was fading out of play after the initial recovery. Set down the middle. Kept alive by Herculaneum, but blocked back over. And that was Emily Werner once again, the senior, stepping up here in set number two. Bria Garmin once again to the back row. Lodike bumps it, but back to Festus. They're going to step up play down the middle here. Emily Werner kept alive by Herculaneum on two touches, but not on a third as no one else was left to get to it. And that's another point for Festus and another kill for Emily Werner.
Herculaneum is keeping up their energy, but it seems that Festus is playing more fundamentally sound at the moment, and that's tough for Herculaneum to beat, even though they've been playing pretty well early on.
certainly setting themselves up better too, where you haven't seen as many attacks from Herculaneum. Their first one was returned, and this time their second one, a roll shot from the back row, goes off of Caitlin Todd. Festus and out of play. Herculaneum gets a point to stop the streak.
I mean, Festus at the moment just isn't making mistakes, and Herculaneum is trying to get the best of Festus, but the weaknesses that they saw in the first set just aren't coming to fruition here in the second.
10-4 run from Festus, make it 10-5 as Herculaneum gets two in a row. 13-6 the score. Tigers still on top.
Back on regional radio, Sean Malone now joined by head coach of the Herculaneum volleyball.
He's going to be doing the serving duties down the middle, and that one is blocked. Rianne Fuller with the block for the Herculaneum Black Cats.
She's been big so far, and if Herculaneum wants to claw back into this second set, she'll have to be the focal point.
Claire Snowden's with the serve into the back row. And it's going to be bumped over by Festus. We'll see if Herculaneum can set something up here. The set and the spike down the middle. And that's down for a point off of the Festus Tigers. And a timeout taken by Karen Beely of the Festus Tigers. Herculaneum going on a bit of a run here. That's four in a row for them.
Yeah, and again, it's Rayanne Fuller. And, you know, Festus at the moment, you know, again, this timeout I think is a good one from Karen Beely. Again, she knows that she has the lead. She doesn't want to lose it. She wants to give her girls a bit of a rest. And really the way that they have played so far has been pretty close to flawless, but they cannot show their scars at the moment, because, I mean, once Herculaneum starts to benefit off of your mistakes, as they did in the first set, they're going to be very tough to beat because they have most of the energy on their side still, even though the Festus has been playing pretty solid in the second set.
And I like that she took it now while they still had a five-point lead before it got any closer. The left-handed serve from Snowden's. On the near side goes the set, and the spike goes well out of play. Claire Shadowen's doing a good job with the lefty serve, bringing up a couple points in a row here for the Black Cats. Looking for six in a row. The left-handed serve gets dug out by Martin of Festus. Spike down the middle. That one's blocked, and four touches. Points in favor of Herculaneum, and another key piece in this run, too. Not just Shadowins with her serving, but Rianne Fuller down the middle has been a brick wall.
Yeah, she's taking away that part of the net for Festus at the moment.
And that's where they've been looking to go again and again with Emily Werner. Now from the back row, a spike coming from Garmin gets sent back, tipped out of play. I know they're going to say it was in play. Clean, however. Point for Herculaneum.
Yeah, that was Festus. And you know, they thought that was going to go out of play, and I thought it was too from where I was sitting. And you know, Festus at the moment just aren't really paying careful attention.
Bit of a miscommunication there. Festus was attempting a substitution while the serve came from Shadowins, and it goes out of bounds. Point Festus, a lucky break for the Tigers there as they tried to get in a late substitution. And Shadowins just served it. His whistle wasn't blown to grant the substitution. Grace Lassing, the libero for Festus, will check in following that run. Spike goes off the net, tipped up and kept alive by Herculaneum. A roll shot from an awkward position on the near side, close to the net from Emily Schultz of Herculaneum, goes out of play. 15-11 goes the lead. Festus still on top. Lassing with the serve. Lodike out of the back row. Spike goes through the blocks up front. Recovered by Festus. A roll shot, however, goes off the net. It looked like at first Madeline Wenzelberger wanted to approach that one and get a right-handed swing on it for a spike, but couldn't really approach it and jump and get a clean hit off it, so she tried the roll shot to no avail. Tori Gonzalez to serve for Herculaneum, 15-12, her team trailing. Gets returned from the back row, a strong return too. The return from Herculaneum gets blocked, blocked once again by the Festus Tigers, and now they're going to set up a play. On the near side, spike gets sent back once again from the back row. Good dig there from the Festus Tigers. They dig a spike once again. Set on the far side. The Tigers' return is dug out by Ashley Lodike. On the near side, the spike comes, and that one is through for a point. Danny Vaughn stepping up when her team needs it once again.
and another long rally. And every time that we've seen one of these in this match so far, it has gone Herculaneum's way. Those are really the biggest momentum swings in my book. So, I mean, Danny Vaughn once again stepping up big on the outside.
Tori Gonzalez with the serve. Garmin now on the far side. Wenzelberger, that one's in for a point. And you mentioned the momentum. Not so much here after that point goes in favor of Festus. But we did see that energy come back following that volley back and forth from the Herculaneum Black Cats. They're down, however, 16-13. The serve comes from Werner. The spike goes off the arm of Werner. She keeps it alive and set back over by Festus. Partney with the set. Back over to Festus. She sends it. They're ready for it this time. The return gets knocked out of bounds. No, it's straight out of bounds. Point for Herculaneum. They've been slowly crawling back in this one. And now they're down by only two, 16-14. Alexis Lodyke in to serve. Some spin on it, causing it to drop. Garmin able to handle it, however. Now back to Garmin from the back row, off the block and down for a point for Festus.
Actually, it deflected off the net and turned a different way from the blocker, and you know, a bit unlucky there for Herculaneum. And Garmin with, again, another kill. She's been really one of the biggest sources of offense for this Festus side, and she really has to keep going through the rest of this set if they're going to try and stay alive.
Herculaneum with a spike out of play. Not touched by the Festus Tigers, so they'll get a point out of it, 18-14. They're inching closer to forcing a third set. It's Chloe Martin doing the serving duties here for Festus. The right-handed serve over the net. Set from Partney, a spike down the middle, and too many touches. Not happy with that call is Claire Werner. She had the initial block and then tipped it up herself, got called for two touches.
I think she actually got called for the lift there, and as they indicated, and she was arguing that, saying that it was a straight hit.
Block out of bounds, Festus ball, and their point. 19-15, they're on top. A short run by the Festus Tigers could make things difficult here for the Black Cats. They need to get the ball back quickly here. Malik in to serve. A set from Partney, a spike down the middle from Herculaneum, gets dug out on the far side, Garmin, and Garmin contacts the net, point Herculaneum. Good break there for the Black Cats. Alexis Thibeau checks in for the Festus Tigers, first time we've called her name. And set to serve is the Herculaneum Black Cats. Danny Vaughn doing the duties. The right-handed serve, a little spin on it, not too much. A set straight down the middle. Garmin with the point. 20-16 is the score.
And it really doesn't matter what part of the net that Garmin is on. She has been almost lights out from either the outside or straight up the middle. And she has to really be a big part of this last part of the set for Festus if they want to close it out.
The set from Partney on the far side. Shadow and spike goes off the net. Point for Festus. 21-16, the score. Timeout taken by the Herculaneum Black Cats. Andy, they need a run here if they want to come back in this one.
They do, and they're capable of it. They've shown in this set that they know how to inch closer, but they are running out of points, as you mentioned, with only 4 points to go for Festus to get a set two victory. It's actually been pretty evenly matched, I would think. And Festus getting out to the early lead with some of their big hitters, but I think for the most part, Herculaneum has matched them since then and is just trying to make sure that they get a very last gasp run so that they can avoid a third set. But so far, since you know the first 6 points of this set, you know it's been pretty even.
Caitlin Todd to do the serving duties for Festus. Her team fell in the first set, 25-19. And a mistake there as that one goes off the net, a gimme for the Herculaneum Black Cats when they ever needed one. Ashley Lodyke, the libero, to serve for the Black Cats. Her team down four and an ace. A serving mistake followed up by serving perfection from Herculaneum. 2 points following that swing. They're going to need a few more if they want to come back in this one. 21-18 goes the score. The serve. Bump. Set to the far side, looking for Emily Werner. Blocked back. Kept alive by Festus, and it's going to be sent back over on a bump. Straight down the middle. That one is down for a point. Partney to Fuller.
I mean, it could turn on a dime the way that Herculaneum is playing against this Festus side. They have shown that they are here to match them step for step, and so far they have done that in this second set, but they just need just a little bit more of a further push.
3-0 run here. Two more to tie it at 21-all. They're down 21-19. The back row, roll shot, gets kept alive by Ashley Lodike. The set from Partney to the near side. Spike is down in the back row. Got through the blockers and down for a point. Emily Schultz, the outside hitter.
I mean, it's coming from almost all angles. You go to the middle for Rianne Fuller, and then you go to the left side with Emily Schultz. Herculaneum, everyone on the team is stepping up at the moment against this very tough Festus Tigers team.
They need to step up once more to tie it up at 21-all. They're down 20-21. The serve into the back row, set to the near side. Garmin, a bit of a floating roll shot, set and contact with the net by Herculaneum. A break for Festus when they really needed one. 22-20. Rhea Garmin to serve. It's a low one. Dug out by Lodike. The set from Partney down the middle. Tipped out of play a few rows deep. And once again, back within one are the Herculaneum Black Cats.
Again, it's the middle hitter, Rayanne Fuller, who has been on her game from first serve up until now and just has been almost unstoppable for this Festus team.
Claire Shadowins with the serve left-handed, and the spike from Emily Werner goes off of Herculaneum and out of play, 23-22. Herculaneum, they're making it close, but they're not able to close out when they need to. Grace Lassing needs 2 points to force a crucial third set and keep her team's season alive. We'll see if she can get the first one here. The right-handed serve from her is returned by Herculaneum and down for a point. Back and forth play from Herculaneum, keeping things close. They'll bring in a substitution here. Emily Schultz comes out. Tori Gonzalez comes in.
Festus has a timeout in their back pocket. If they don't get this point, I expect Karen Beely to call it.
Gonzalez with the right-handed serve into the back row, kept alive by Lassing. A set now on the far side. Back row, swing from Garmin, kept alive by Herculaneum. It's out of play, but bumped over the net. Long ways to go for that one. The return is a floater, kept alive by Herculaneum. Set, spike, block, and that's down for a point. Partney to Fuller combination once again, tying this one up at 23-all.
That's a big momentum point for Herculaneum. And a timeout called by Festus. But you know, the way that they dug that out deep in their own end and were able to set up their offense after Festus gave it back to them on that point, that is just a huge momentum swing, as it's now going to be really close the rest of the way in this second set.
How about that recovery, though? I mean, the bump came from what would have been out of bounds on their own side in the back row all the way over the net and deep into Festus territory, too. I mentioned during the first match between St. Jen and Central, when you are going to bump it over like that, you want to send it to the back row to make it a little bit more difficult to set up a play out of it. That's a clutch play there from Herculaneum. We're tied up at 23-all. Next point, we'll make it set point or match point, depending on who gets it. Sent back to Herculaneum. They keep it alive on the near side. Vaughn with the clutch point once again. 24-23, match point, Herculaneum.
Danny Vaughn, and I would go straight back to her if you get a chance to set up your offense on this next point.
She's been the big killer when you need it. To the back row, Lassing with it. Now to the near side, block and out of bounds. We're tied at 24-all.
Yeah, now it just comes down to who wants it more.
And who can go on that first run. Win by two. 24-24, Festus to serve. Knuckleball serve, dug out by Gonzalez. To the near side, Vaughn tipped around, And a miscommunication there. That one was tipped up off the blockers of Festus. They lost track of it, couldn't find it. And now we have match point once again for the Herculaneum Black Cats. Alexis Lodike in to serve. Looking to send her team to the Class 3 District 2 Championship game. The right-handed serve has some good spin on it. Garmin, now the set spike down the middle, kept alive. On the far side, Partney, and now a bump from the back row. That's Shadowins, keeping it alive. Festus with the spike, kept alive. Partney with the set. On the near side, Vaughn through the block, and it's sent back over. Vaughn sets it to Partney. Now down the middle, block out of bounds. Match favoring Herculaneum. They're moving on to the Class 3 District 2 Championship game. And they also get revenge over the Festus Tigers, who beat them earlier this season in straight sets. This time, they're victorious in the semifinal match in straight sets.
Man, what a job by the Black Cats from start to finish. And they really put Festus on their heels. Festus probably coming in expecting a little bit more of an easy victory, but Herculaneum with a really nice job to get out early in that first set, and that's really how key this was. And then they were able to claw back against a very tough defensive team in Festus and get back into that second set and make sure they didn't force a third. That is really impressive from Roger Manda's squad.
And what was impressive to me in that victory in the match was how different the sets were. The first set, they came out on fire. They were the team that set the pace early on. And then in the second set, there was almost a little bit of that shock that they had for a moment, where Festus was the one that came out on fire and was all business, as you mentioned. And then Herculaneum, however, they had that big run in the middle and then was able to slowly eat back until eventually it got tied up at 23-all.
Yeah, and they didn't lose their energy. Even when Festus got out on them early in the second set, they kept their energy up, knowing that that was what they could really ride into a victory against a very tough Festus team. And all the credit to them. They deserve to be in the championship.
Yeah, all the credit to them indeed. A well-fought pair of sets. They are victorious. 2-0 go the sets in favor of Herculaneum. They'll move on to face the St. Genevieve Dragons. We'll step aside and return with more coverage of the Class 3 District 2 Volleyball Championship game coming up in just about 30 minutes on AM 800 KREI Farmington and AM 1400 KJFF Festus.
We recently caught up with a happy client of Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
Kim Breeze helped me, and she went beyond her time of helping us look for a house for a year. She was so patient. We sat down, went through some properties, and then we came up with a price. You know, we eventually got the house that we really wanted. She backed us all the way. Yes, I definitely would recommend her.
Caldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate. They move this town.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
Your adventure starts at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. And Keegan, you can have some fun when you come by Midwest Sports Center, can't you?
That's right. We've got great deals on side-by-sides and ATVs in stock. We've also got great deals on some motorcycles. If you're looking for a great deal on a machine, come see me, Keegan, at Midwest Sports Center. We've got K&M, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Polaris. The phone number here is 573-756-7975, or you can look us up at MidwestSportsCenter.com.
That's Keegan at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67. Farmington.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to be a local business supporting local business with our all-new Farmers Market. We feature products from some of the best local artisans in the Parkland. When you purchase these products, you are helping us support small, home-based businesses that offer some wonderfully crafted and unique items that are not found anywhere else. Products featured will change periodically, but all of them will come from local craftsmen. For more information, visit parklandrx.com or any of our stores in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton.
The new generation, Hoods, Discount Home Center.
Custom countertops, vanities, cabinets, and doors.
Furniture, tools and paint, electrical and hardwood floors.
Plumbing and lighting.
save you money. Buy it for less at the new generation Hoods Discount Home Center.
When the moon hits.
You're looking for a taste of Italy? Well, look no further than Mario's Italia in downtown Farmington. Mario serves the best Italian food in the area, pizza, pasta, salads, and sub sandwiches. With large portions, the freshest ingredients, and a friendly staff, Mario's Italia is sure to satisfy you. They can even cater your next special occasion. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner, Mario's Italia is located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Back here on Regional Radio, Sean Malone now joined by head coach of the Herculaneum Blackhats, Coach Audrey Media. Coach, I know you got to warm up your players shortly, so I won't take too much of your time as we get ready for the second game of our match, or the third game, I should say. You guys victorious in the second semifinal match. Talk about the start you had in the first set. You guys came out absolutely energetic, on fire. You guys were amped up and ready to go.
Well, this is a very enthusiastic team anyway. This is my group. This is my group of seven seniors. They've been playing together for numerous years. And like I mentioned earlier, Jefferson County rivals, Festus is always a good team for us to go up against. We lost to them in two regular season. And it's just been the anticipation of getting back out on the court with them and seeing if we could pull off what we just did.
And you certainly did indeed with the strong start, too. It felt like that kind of sent a message, not just to Festus, but to your own team, too. You kept building and building and building off of that momentum moving forward into the rest of the set.
I'm a PE teacher at heart, and I use a lot of analogies. We do a lot of cross-the-curriculum stuff in my classroom, so I'm always coming up and trying to research and find ideas that might trigger a thought process with them. And
did you apply that to this game then?
Actually, yes. We used the analogy between a pit bull and a poodle, and I won't go any further with that, but I am a dog lover, and neither one of those dogs would be my dog of choice, but but there's the extreme difference in those two types of animals is kind of what we focused on and taking care of what was in our house.
Well, you guys were certainly the pit bull early on in the first set, but then in the second set, it was the Festus Tigers that showed their bite a little bit. They really came out with a strong start, but your team wasn't quite as talkative for a little bit, but then you kept the momentum, though, almost within you guys and pulled it out when you really needed it towards the middle and then slowly clawed back at the end.
Little history on Herculaneum. We haven't been in the spot that we're in right now since 1991. I was on the actual 1979 team that won a district title, and then we didn't have any more until the 90s. So I feel like it's long overdue for us. And this group of seniors, hard workers, every single practice is what you see right now. We were struggling a little bit, in my opinion, of finding that one key spark of person. Like you mentioned, we got kind of down a little bit, and the communication broke down a little bit. But I believe Danny Vaughn, who number four, and Rayan Fuller, our middle hitter, number 10, were the key factors in that game to try to turn it around for us.
Yeah, I was about to say, Vaughn and Fuller, your two seniors, as well as Lauren Partney, setting them up. Yeah. Did a really nice job.
Partney is my steady Eddie, is what I like to call her. She, she's solid. She's been solid for the last 4 years. And you know, you can't ask for a girl that comes out every day and works her tail off for you. And you know, the setters doesn't always necessarily get a lot of recognition because they are the producer of what goes down on the other side, but it's an expectation, and she definitely deserves a recognition.
The maestro, if you will, to the entire offense for a volleyball team. You're facing off against the Central Rebels now in the championship game. Do you care to preview that matchup just a little bit?
Well, I wish they were on our regular schedule. We actually got moved up to this 3A district. We were 2A for years and years and years and got bumped up to this district last year. So they haven't been on our schedule for a while since we don't ever plan on seeing them at districts. But I guess that's something we probably need to work into our schedule. They're good. They're solid. They pass well. They hit well. They block well. So the Blackhats are going to have to do their homework and get out there and get after it tonight.
Well, you're going to have to do your homework fast. You got about 24 minutes until the match begins. So, Coach, congratulations on the victory and best of luck in the next match coming up.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
That is head coach Audrey Mita of the Herculaneum Blackhats joining us on the post-game show. We'll be coming up in about 23 minutes. We'll have coverage of the championship game for Class 3 at District 2 between the Herculaneum Blackhats and the St. Genevieve Dragons. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Regional Radio.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home of the no-bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is a no-bull deal? It's simple. It's a deal that no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. At Lucas Smith, we were named only one of two Missouri recipients of the Customer First Award of Excellence. We're the dealer that will give you the best no-bull deal and no-bull service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Back here on Regional Radio, Sean Malone now joined by head coach of the Vestas volleyball team, Karen Beely, joining us. And coach, a tough way for the season to end on a loss. Unfortunately, there are only two teams that can end their season on a victory, whoever finishes first and third in the state championship tournaments. But your team certainly put up a lot of fight, especially in that second set. We'll start talking about the second set. You guys came out with a lot more focus than I believe we saw in the first set, and you had the lead early on. What did you say to your team in between sets?
To start playing, play up to their potential. The difference in the game was basically we got in rotations where we didn't have anybody put the ball on the floor. I mean, we've got several times where there was all three of them up there and nobody stuck it on the floor, and that's the name of the game. You can't dink it or anything like that. We got in several rotations, and like I said, nobody put it on the floor, and that's just the name of the game.
What was the issue with the rotations exactly? Was it just miscommunication?
No, there was no. They got the sets up to them. They just didn't put them down.
And your seniors now, you got a handful of them. Talk about what they've meant to the program.
Well, I've only been there 2 years, but they're the real core of the leadership for the team. So we're going to miss them. We're going to miss the defense of the seniors because they're really, really nice defensive players and one of our setters. Overall, they're really good kids, and it's sorry that they had to lose like this tonight, but that's the way it is. That's the way the game goes sometimes.
Unfortunately, you can't keep them around forever. That's, you know, one of the sad
parts
of high school sports. Talk about the future of the program, however. You got a number of underclassmen on your team as well, returning to the squad next year. A fair amount of juniors, sophomores, and freshmen as well. So the team looks to be strong next year, too.
I think we'll be okay. We're in a building process. This is the second year that I've been back trying to put the program back together. So, you know, you can't expect a whole bunch, but we did expect to do better tonight than we did. But we won 20 games this year, and three times we finished second in tournament. So we did better than we did last year. So it's onward and upward. Bree Gorman had a really, really nice tournament. She's actually leading the state in 3A and a percentage of kills, and I'm sure she added to it tonight. But she hit a lot of balls that she was hitting 10s. She was hitting everything. She was keeping us in the game. So,
and a lot of power behind her swing, too.
Yeah, she's back. She's been a national champion in sand volleyball, and she plays on a team in St. Louis that's third in the nation in open division in the 15. So she's got a lot of experience. So we're going to count on her a lot, and got two more years.
Yeah, two more years of her, certainly.
Yeah, plus hopefully we'll get a couple more coming around to do the job that they need to do. But we just didn't put the ball on the floor. I mean, that's just pretty much the way it was.
Any final thoughts on the season as a whole, Coach?
Overall, we improved our accomplishments. Like I said, we finished three tournaments. We finished second. We won 20 games. That was a good goal for us. So last year we won 16. This year we won 20. The year before I came, they won 5. So I guess we're upward and onward, and we'll just keep trying to get as best we can. So
upward and onward, and the building blocks are certainly there for the future.
Yeah, so we've tried 2 years, and we've got a nice 8th grade, got a nice 7th grade, and our freshman group's pretty good too. So we just don't have much height, but hopefully somebody will grow.
Well, that's one of the – I mentioned the beauty of high school sports
before.
That's another one. You got a player that – could be 5'3" this year, and then you return next year, they're 5'6", 5'7".
Well, that still doesn't do it. You need like some of those 6-footers. That's what we need. So yeah, we don't have any of them in our halls at Festus, but anyway, we'll do what we can.
Coach, thank you so very much for your time. Congratulations on the season.
Thank you.
Head coach Karen Beely joining us on regional radio. Her team falls at the hands of the Herculaneum Black Hats by a final score of 2-0 in straight sets. We'll step aside and return with more coverage. We're about 18 minutes away from the championship match beginning between the St. Genevieve Dragons.